Hi, this is Jen Patterson, CEO and founder of Agility Leadership Group, and you're listening to Cut to the Chase.
Stepping out beyond boundaries takes courage and the ability to dream. We are excited to share our new audio podcast called Cut to the Chase. The structure of this podcast embodies open dialogue with friends, family, and professional colleagues, talking about things that impact our ability to thrive. We hope that you will join our unscripted, unbridled podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Cut to the Chase, episode 87, entitled Perseverance. I know everybody's going, okay, he's got some idea up his sleeve with regards to perseverance. And what is that? What is that going to be today? Greg always surprises us with something so unique, so valuable, so intriguing that allows for the listeners to just kind of gravitate to this content. Well, listeners, today, I tell you, I discovered some things about our featured guests that really inspired me beyond comprehension, because there was always something special about her. There was always something unique about her, but I just couldn't put my finger on it. And lo and behold, I had the courage and the guts to say, hey, you know, I want you to be on my podcast. And then, of course, she said yes. And that's kind of where we are today. But before we get into talking a little bit about her and introducing her, you know, perseverance basically is the persistence in doing something despite the difficulty or delay in achieving success. Our featured guest today is really a model of that. And you guys will quickly relate with her and her story and her ambition and her drive and things that are going on in her life, that perseverance is something that she deals with each and every day. And so one of the quotes that I found that kind of grounds the content of what we're going to talk about today starts out with, "Be thankful for the bad things in life. They open up your eyes to see the good things when you're not paying attention to the things before." And I know that's kind of a very difficult quote for people to understand, but just hang on, because what I'm going to share with you guys today is something so special. And like I said, it is so sentimental. And I am just glad that I was able to get her to share this opportunity with us. And so, to our listeners, our special guest today is the CEO and founder of Agility Leadership and Media Group, that helps companies and organizations and entrepreneur firms develop leadership teams, strategies, and create longevity and higher profit. She has a passion for growing companies. And basically, in a prior life, she worked for T-Mobile for 14 years and helped them grow from 700 to 42,000 employees. She served in several roles in the leadership, sales, national training, and developing employees and engagement strategy insight before founding Agility Leadership Group. She's been a trusted advisor on many different boards. She's passionate about helping leaders and companies reach their outcome. She's walked alongside clients to help them transform and achieve a 3x sales growth and increase market share, successfully turning around from going from worst to first in employee satisfaction, initiating IPOs on the NASDAQ, and winning the J.D. Power Award. She's assisted and coached and developed C-suite leaders in the public and private sector for the past 15 years. She's enjoyed working with executive teams and helping them go from a team of all stars to an all-star team. As I've stated before, she's worked in high tech, consulting, retail, software, capital investment, hospitality, you name it. She's got a very extensive portfolio. She received her master's in organizational development and then went on to achieved an international focus in business management at Pepperdine University. She also has a BA in business administration and management. When she's not working with her clients, she's an avid food lover, wine, and loves to travel. She's passionate about learning and reading books weekly. Now, with all of her desires and greatness from her own personal understanding of how crucial it is to maximize every single day that you're alive, it brought her into an experience where she is ready to share her story. And her story starts out like this. After struggling to have a family, she was thrilled to find out that she was expecting. And when she found out she was expecting, she realized that the doctors had told her that her child had a rare life-threatening brain disorder, which was non-curable. Nothing brings more clarity to one's daily life when you're motivated to maximize every opportunity daily. She does that with leaderships and companies and within her own personal life. And people are probably saying, well, Greg, how did you meet your featured guest? Well, I met our featured guest through LinkedIn. I met our featured guest through her perseverance. I met our featured guest in a collaborative effort because she's helped me in some of my ventures. And without further ado, this lady, with great perseverance, resilience, and just a sure understanding of how to bring it home every single day, without further ado, I'd like to introduce you guys to Miss Jennifer Patterson. Jen, do you have any opening remarks?
Oh, Greg, thank you so much for having me on the show and for encouraging me to share my story. So this is the first time I've ever shared this story publicly. And I hope that it's something that will resonate with your audience and give them maybe some encouragement. I don't know what they're going through or what they're facing in this moment, but I hope that there'll be some lessons in here that they can take and apply to their own work in life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So before we jump into your story, Jen, you know, there's a couple things that, you know, for me, as I got to know you and we engaged and collaborated and worked together on, you know, obviously TrueSpot, you know, you have this energy about you, and it's like, it's very infectious in a way that you come into a room and you like light it up, you know, you like really, really bring it home. And then of course, I also recognize that there was a struggling side that I just couldn't put my finger on until the day I call you after I'd done some research and read about it. And it was rather fascinating, and it just brought me back to be so compelled to say that I have so much respect for who you are as an individual and what you're doing. And I just wanted to share that with you, you know, publicly. So before we get into the dialogue, I just wanted you to know that is that I am definitely humbled. Definitely humble with what you have going on in your life. So, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I just said thank you.
So, as we begin to talk about your story, some 10 years ago, basically you were struggling to have a family. And then when you found out that at this moment in time, you're expecting a son, and the doctor shares with you this very disturbing news. Can you begin to share with our listeners a little bit about that experience and what you were going through in receiving that news at that moment in time?
So I'll take you back just a tiny bit before that, because we'd been married for 7 years and had been told we wouldn't have kids, and made a big decision to just get off the corporate track. And we bought an old 1920s general store and completely mm-hmm. gutted the place. Mm-hmm. And we were about 30 days into it, completely gutted this place. You know, I was working my corporate job, but My husband was involved in this whole remodel that we were going to create this grand new life together. And wouldn't you know it, I found out that I was pregnant. And it was a huge joy. And also, there was a sense of unbelief. There was a sense of like, wow, we had wanted this for so long and it was finally here. And so we were super excited. By the time we got to our very first ultrasound, I was about 5 months along at the point. And we went to the doctor and we were like these little doe-eyed kids, like so excited to just check on everything. And I remember the radiologist went through the ultrasound. And then when she was done, she says, like, the doctor's going to want to talk to you. And we were in the lobby and my husband was like, let's have four kids. You know, he was just so excited and it was fun. And so we go to sit down with the doctor and the doctor tells us, you know, we did this ultrasound and we found some water on the baby's brain. And I remember my reaction was like, okay, well, what do we need to do about that? Mm-hmm. And the next words that came out of his mouth forever changed my life. Mm-hmm. He said, the good news is the baby has brain matter. And I was like, what? Hold everything. Mm-hmm. I was not prepared in that moment to hear that. And so, you know, no parent is ever prepared for that. You think everything is going to be okay. And in that moment, you're just sort of, I found myself in complete shock. I'm not sure I heard anything that he said after that point. Mm-hmm. But to finally get to that place where you're like, this is going to happen. And then to have that, the rug just pulled out from underneath you was just, oh, a devastation, a heartbreak. And we proceeded for the next, I was 5 months along then, for the next several months to have the baby monitored. One of the things that can happen with hydrocephalus is what he was diagnosed with at the time, is that the brain, the cerebral spinal fluid doesn't have the ability to circulate through the body like normal. So there was a blockage and it wasn't able to circulate. And so because the baby's brain has like a soft spot, it just gets, the head gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And it can lead to the death of the mother. There's all kinds of issues that go along with it. And so, the doctors told me it was very severe. They watched and monitored him all through the pregnancy to be checking him. But the prognosis was bad. So they told us that if he did make it, he wouldn't have any kind of quality of life whatsoever. He'd be a vegetable. Mm-hmm. And that I would probably be destroyed in the process and could lose my life along the way. And it was one of those things that was really, really challenging. They encouraged us to end the pregnancy. It was a tough decision to make. And I think for anyone that's out there that's facing kind of a challenging decision, you know, there's just sometimes you know in your gut. And for me, I just knew. I knew that he was supposed to be here for some reason. And so like, you know, that maybe it's a business decision or a decision about a relationship or something that's important to you, but sometimes you just know. And I would encourage people to follow your heart, follow your gut. It knows. But there was, so as if the news wasn't bad enough, about 8 months, we went in for an ultrasound. We're getting close now to being able to deliver. And at that point they, found something else that was wrong. So, with the hydrocephalus, he would need brain surgery upon birth. And then, they diagnosed him with transverse arteries. It's a fixable condition. It's just the arteries are transposed so that they won't circulate the blood in the way that it needs to be. And so the challenge with that is that he was going to need open heart surgery and brain surgery when he was born. And again, the prognosis is that he wasn't going to be able to have any kind of quality of life, and neither one would perform the surgery without the other being stable. Mm-hmm. And so at that point, again, they just said, you know, really encouraged us to end the pregnancy. And we made it. He decided he was going to be born on July 4th, which I just find so him. So July 4th came around and I went into labor early and they performed an emergency C-section. And when he was born, they basically just dried him off and handed him straight to us. You know, we didn't know how long we were going to get with him. In fact, before he was born, You know, they had told us to just be prepared and had prepared us for what was coming. And I had, you know, I had gone to the store to go pick out an outfit for him to be buried in because I knew I wouldn't be in any kind of ability to do that after he was born. You know, dealing with the challenges of preparing for something like this, to have that very dream, that thing that you longed for your whole life, to have that, you know, be taken away. So,
right.
Do you want me to keep going?
No. I was just listening to you. I was waiting for you to stop before. I didn't want to interrupt you. You know, our heart and compassion goes out to you. As I mentioned to you during our discovery call, there's only one other person in life that I know of that has kind of shared something so closely compelling as your story. And, you know, the same qualities that I see in you, I also see in him, which is my brother. My brother's son was born with mitochondria disease. And obviously a lot of circumstances of decisions that were needed to be made earlier on during the pregnancy, you know, faced with whether or not they are faced with some of the same challenges that you were faced with or whether or not they persist and move forward. And just the sheer perseverance and strength that I see in everything that my brother does is just what I see in you and how you carry yourself and how you move forward in life and how appreciative you are to just make sure that every single day counts. And I never really was able to connect the dots with what my brother was going through until I was able to really understand after doing some research about your family and circumstances to really bring that all home, because I kind of lived that, you know, with my brother. So it was being there unconditionally, providing the love and support and being there just when, you know, he needed someone to talk to, because it was a very difficult time. And the same in your situation, you know, one that hasn't been there can't possibly relate to your struggles and the emotion. Like you said, you had an all-time high of here we are, we've conceived, we're going to move forward. And then, you know, all of a sudden the rug is pulled from underneath you. And a lot of times those things are, and in most cases, sometimes they're just unrecoverable. Your dreams are shattered and it takes so much energy to get back to where you feel that you're in a comfortable place. And so today in your life, you are empowering, you know, leader, you're, you know, influencer, you are moving forward in your career and in your family. And so currently today, some 10 years later, the situation that is unfolding with your son and your family and how you're being able to balance all these things, as well as your travel, which was going on before pre-COVID, how are you persevering and adjusting to all of these difficulties and these tumultuous things that in a lot of cases, they're very unexpected, you know, based on the circumstances of your son? Can you walk us through some of that?
Yeah, I mean, every day is an adventure. I mean, we are so fortunate. The doctors told us he would never live to be born. Then they told us he wouldn't live past a year. And I'll tell you, we've celebrated every single one of his birthday like he was a rock star. Luckily, it's the 4th of July, so it makes it easy. But right. He is 13 years old now. So, but with that, there's been a lot of challenges. I mean, he's been life-flighted. I've been in ambulances multiple times. I've held him blue and not breathing in my arms. We've had all kinds of challenges. So my life has really trained me. You know, I can go from 1 minute where everything's fine. You know, I have two boys now, actually, and the boys are, you know, fighting and horsing around to like, you know, that one moment. And then the next second, there's some type of emergency or something going really wrong. Mm-hmm. So it's taught me to be just so grateful for those moments of normalcy, but then also to be ready for whatever's coming.
Right.
And I think this last year, we've all gone through the mill on that one, you know, just not really realizing what was coming upon us and then having to deal with the day-to-day of that, right? And sometimes, you know, things really changing, you know, moment by moment or you know, week by week. And it's been hard. And it's been hard on me too, even though, you know, I'm someone who's used to having, you know, things, you know, one moment it's one thing and then the next moment it's something else. But I think it's just really staying focused on what really matters.
Right. Well, you know, God never puts anything on us that we can't handle. And as I look back on all of the great things that you've done for companies and all the great things you did in your own stellar career for 14 years with T-Mobile, He was preparing you. He was preparing you in a way that maybe you didn't realize at that moment in time. And I'm going to segue here just a little bit because, you know, as an entrepreneur, you know, we all understand the struggles, the sacrifices, the ups, the downs. You know, am I going to get a paycheck? Am I not going to get a paycheck? All of those things play into it. Yep. But in your case, you know, with the aspect of where, you know, you took a small wireless carrier provider from 400, you know, employees to over 42,000, you probably dealt with a lot of human capital type of situations and all different types of stories during that particular period of time, some good and some bad. So it really kind of, you know, programmed you in a way to be able to deal with that adversity. And then, of course, you went on to become very successful in Agility Leadership Group. Now, when you're dealing with C-suite leadership, you know, I know this and you know this because we've shared stories before in the past. You know, sometimes these guys, they live in their own world and, you know, you're trying to help them see what the real world is, which is not inside their sandbox. If they're expecting to have their company go from an all-star type CEO to, like you said, an all-star team, because you've got to have a team around you in order to be successful. And, you know, it's so commendable to listen to your story and to understand how you got to where you are and the things that not only have made you successful, but allowed for you to persevere and overcome, because that energy is breathtaking. And, you know, just from the fact of us engaging earlier on, and you know, it seems like a long time, but you know, I'll share this with our listeners. You know, Jen and her company was a company that put together basically our first promotional video for TrueSpot, and a lot of people know that. Yes, I'm the co-founder of TrueSpot, but that video was something that, you know, when we came to Jen and we said, Jen, this is what we're trying to do, we never realized that it was going to come out as well as it did, because obviously we didn't have a lot of cash at that point in time. And Jen was able to kind of work with us to ensure that our story came across in the best possible way. And, you know, Jen, you know, there's just so many great, great things that really represent the example, the high extreme of perseverance that you put forth. And I guess I'm trying to figure out, as a little girl, were you rambunctious?
Well, I don't know. Don't be making any phone calls to my mom and dad. So I think there's probably a little bit of payoff that's coming from my children. It was one of those, I used to tease my mom. I said, I'm not going to have kids. I'm just going to adopt a 25-year-old and go straight to being a grandma. Because I knew that I was going to get payback. So there is a lot of fierceness and determination in both of my kids. And I definitely recognize that. So it's that fire that I have in me too, as well. And I remember I took a vacation actually recently with my little one, just the two of us. Mm-hmm. And when I came back from that vacation, after having spent that, you know, intense time with him, I literally called every leader who'd ever led me and just thanked them. Thank mm-hmm. you for leading me, because I realized how challenging I was to lead.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, I was a little bit feisty for sure.
Yeah.
Very, very determined.
Well, I mean, that's a good thing, you know, when you have, you know, the right positivity and admirations and mindset towards the goal. You know, it's for me, it's kind of therapeutic because of the simple fact that I enjoy being around people that are like-minded like me in that way of passion and determination and fierceness, because it just helps make the connection easier when you're trying to build a relationship solely based on the fact that you know the person on the other side of the fence has just as much, as they call it, piss and vinegar in them as you have in you, and you're both driven to get to the goal. Now, the problem can always be is getting aligned on the same goal. Maybe the goal is the same, but it may not always have the exact specificity that is needed for both of those two individuals to be successful. But ultimately, it always works out. And, you know, that's something that certainly is quite commendable. So I'm going to take our listeners to a point where I knew that when I was getting ready to reach out to Jen, that it was the perfect time. And I hope that I don't embarrass her when I say this, because I mean, it's already out there. It's on her YouTube channel and so forth and so on. There was this one video that you created and you were talking to the leaders and you were in your gym clothes and you're actually in the gym. And so you had this persona about you. You stated what you stated, and then the camera kind of cut out. You kind of went like to a, you know, a blank screen. It was like, whatever. And I was like, I've got to reach out to her because this is the person that I want to do our video. And it was just coincidental because that video, even to this day, it still resonates with me. And I won't take away your thunder. I'll let you explain to our listeners what that video was all about and why you created it.
Oh, you're going to test me. I'm going to be like, wait, what was that video? Why did I do that? So, if I remember right, that one really was, came out last January. And that video was about New Year and about really, doing the reps. Is this, it helped me.
That's right.
If I get
that's
off.
Right. That's right. That's right.
As you know, I feel like there's a book in me around leadership lessons from the gym. I learned so much working with, I have a trainer that I work with, and even just through the act of getting healthy and helping myself, taking myself to new levels, I've learned so much about what it takes to be a leader. And perseverance is a big one. Mm-hmm. But there's something about doing the reps. And that was really the message around that, was that, listen, if you want to get stronger, it's not about going to the gym and looking good or looking at what everybody else is doing. You got to actually get in there and do the things, the hard things over and over and over. And mm-hmm. When the muscle is built is when it starts getting hard. It's not in mm-hmm. the beginning, right? So you're doing like rep number 8 and it's fine. Number 9, it's getting harder. And now pretty soon you feel like you can't lift your arm or your leg one more time. And that's when you're building the muscle. So it's actually when you actually break down, when you create little mini tears in the muscle, that muscle is built. And so as entrepreneurs and as leaders, it's up to us to do the reps. So even when you can't see the payoff, and sometimes that's the case, you don't see the payoff right away. You've got to keep doing the reps.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was that message, like I said, it resonated with me. It initiated my initial inquiry. And obviously, you know, we've become friends and colleagues from that point forward, which was rather interesting. So, you know, as content creators and folks that are really trying to get their message out there to the world in a positive way, you know, let that be an example. You just never know who's looking, whether they're going to be a paying customer or friend, a colleague, whether or not they can add value to their life or maybe not. But, you know, do your best, you know, give it 110%. And your mantra, you know, Jen, like I said, is like, you know, you come at it every day with 1,000%. And I see that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. I see that. And it's like, you know, people go, well, Greg, you know, you have a lot of things going on. You're just so busy. And I'm like, you know, if you think I'm busy, I could point you to about 20 other people that lives are a lot busier than mine, and they have a lot more things they're dealing with. And certainly, you know, I look up to them, you know, yeah. And it's just, it, like I said, it's just wonderful.
It's so good to have that perspective for sure. You just, everyone needs it. And so you can always find someone who's either going through more than what you're doing if you feel like you're suffering or whatever. Mm-hmm. But you can also always find someone who's ahead of you, who's doing more than you, who's able to accomplish stuff. And I think it's important to have that perspective if you want to be successful in life.
Exactly. Exactly. So Jen, we're almost out of time, and you know, this has been heartfelt. This has been very, you know, compassionate in listening to your story. You know, we've had some laughs, and certainly what I'd like to wrap up with here is really to kind of give our listeners some takeaways, you know, from your perspective based on perseverance. And then for those listeners that may be interested in agility leadership or agility media, you know, how would they go about getting in contact with you?
Yeah. So a big one for me, a couple things. One is this too shall pass. So whatever mm-hmm. it is that you're going through, if it's the worst suffering that you've ever felt, if you're going through a trying time, if you're just in a dark place, mm-hmm. This too shall pass. Mm-hmm. And the same thing is true that if you are in this place of like extreme joy of like, I never want this moment to end, right? This too shall pass. Mm-hmm. So that place of really making sure that every moment counts. You know, my life has created a natural thing in that, you know, I didn't know if I was coming home to my little one. Mm-hmm. And that created a natural reminder for me, but not all of us have that. So figuring out what is that thing that helps you really get up in the morning that you want to work towards, your inspiration, your reason for showing up, and let that be the thing that continues to drive you.
Right.
Make every moment count.
Absolutely. And so how do people get in contact with you if they're interested in your leadership, or for that matter, agility media?
Yeah. So, both of us, we are online. You can go there, agilityleadershipgroup.com. If you want to get in touch, if you're interested in anything for around leadership or business consulting, and then the media group, if you're looking to tell your story, agilitymediagroup.com. You can also find me on LinkedIn, and I'm happy to get you connected to our team.
So, excellent. Yeah. Excellent. Excellent. Well, Jen, this has been a joy for me. I am so delighted that you allowed for me to come inside and be a part of you sharing this with not only our listeners, but to the world. I hope that you continue to have the type of success and motherhood and peace of mind and joy and fulfillment that we all wish for you. And at the end here, I've got a quote that basically says, success is no accident. It's hard work. Perseverance is learning, studying, sacrificing, and most of all, loving what you do. So if there's anything that comes out of what we've talked about, is really never giving up and never really casting doubt on something that you feel deep down inside that is the right thing to do. And so to everyone that has been listening to this program today, I'd like to thank you. I'd like to thank our featured guest, Jen. I'm giving you a big air hug. Of course, I still owe you a real hug whenever we finally meet. We've known each other for so doggone long now. Yes. And most importantly, Jen, most importantly, you know, welcome to the Cut to the Chase family. And I would personally like to say that, hey, you know, as a dear friend, our prayers, our love always go out to you and your family. And certainly we appreciate everything that you've done for us to get us to the point that we are, you know, with all of our different brands, or should I say with my brands. And if there's anything we can ever do to support you, just feel free to reach out.
Thanks so much, Greg.
Yeah. Yeah. So to everyone, this has been a very powerful episode. Episode 87 entitled Perseverance. Thank you again, Jen. Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks for tuning in to Cut to the Chase. Stay connected with us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and LinkedIn at Cut to the Chase. You'll also find even more great content on our website at www.k2tcpodcast.com. Thank you and catch you on the next episode.